Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this week's picks bring us the new prog rock revival and a musical reclamation project. Stefan Crump is a bass player who seems to be a serious guitar fan. His Rosetta Trio features both acoustic and electric varieties, played by guitarists Liberty Elman and Jamie Foxx, respectively. And on the new album, Reclamation, Crump creates a sort of catchy, jazz-based chamber music, with more than a little touch of impressionism on this piece, called The Leaves, The Rain. Crump's biggest work is a sprawling piece called Pernambuco. Commissioned by the New York Guitar Festival and celebrating the Brazilian tree, whose wood is used in instrument making, especially for violin, cello, and bass bows, and is now endangered. The album is called Reclamation by bassist Stefan Crump and his Rosetta Trio. Music genres may come and go, but one that never seems to quite fade away is progressive rock. The Seattle-based band Minus the Bear has carried the prog torch on their latest album, Omni. On it, vintage synth jams float ever so gently beneath pop star vocals and rock guitar riffs.
Turn off the lights and touch me in the dark. Fade into the feeling and whisper in my ear what you want, what you need. Tell me my name. Tell me my name again, again, again.
It's easy to predict a culture clash at Minus the Bear's upcoming concerts, older disciples of classic prog bands like Yes and Rush, mingling with teenage fans of The Killers, and in turn with a more ironic hipster contingent armed with old keytars. Well, the song Animal Backwards just might please them all.
She's a wolf looking through my window. She's a wolf looking through my window. And though I'm safe, my love, I won't roam. Behind this pain, behind this wall of soul. Caught in the pull of your green-eyed glow. I wanna feel my skin in the snow.
The album is called Omni, from the pop prog band Minus the Bear. And those are our picks for this week. You can get more details and see past picks of the week on the Soundcheck page. It's wnyc.org/soundcheck. Coming up next, Mary Chapin Carpenter, the American folk and country artist, joins us to talk about her new album. It's called The Age of Miracles. That's next on Soundcheck. As a DJ, Moby created a pulsing sound that made for the best-selling electronica album ever. His 1999 record, Play, sold 10 million copies. As a singer-songwriter, he shows a more introspective side.
Wait for me.
Come watch Moby and his band perform this and other songs at another special soundcheck live from WNYC's Green Space, Tuesday, May 4th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets at wnyc.org/soundcheck.